smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
We dog lovers cannot get enough. So the Mother's Day card and gift that my son sent to me this year were both dog related, of course. And did I groan? Absolutely not. I shamelessly devoured every goofy photo and stupid caption in the little Hallmark book, just like the rest of you. But why stop at a photo or a book when there is the guilty pleasure of an entire feature-length film devoted to dogs in costume and on floats? Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast, where today's guest is Lisa Grossman, director of the film Unleashed, a documentary about California's big dog parade. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So you were not born with this affliction of dog obsession, were you?
I was not. I have spent most of my life not really getting the whole dog craze, not being interested in having a dog, slightly fearful of dogs, just really, yeah, not a dog person.
And it took getting one yourself?
It did. My husband is a dog person, and we always said if we moved to a place where we had a yard and we moved out of the city, that I would indulge him and let him get a dog. And so we made the move out to the suburbs, and he said, okay, it's time. And he brought me with him to a shelter, and I was barely looking at the dogs. I just had no interest. And then I saw this little puppy, and I thought, oh, he's pretty cute. Maybe we should try him. We got the puppy. We brought him home. I was annoyed by the puppy. I didn't bond with it. I didn't get it. The puppy was holding me back, tying me down. I wanted to return it, but I didn't. And eventually we bonded.
In a major way.
In a major way. I'm madly in love with my dog now. My 85-pound hound, who, when we got him, I thought, you know, it was a small, really, you know, I was a tiny puppy. They said, oh, yeah, maybe he'll get like 40, 45 pounds. You know, 85-pound hound. I don't weigh much more than that. So it was definitely the kind of dog that I've always been terrified of. And really, like, if I saw a dog like my dog coming down the way, if I was jogging, I would definitely run the other way.
You know, kids are that way too. People who say, I never wanted a kid, couldn't relate to kids. Then right. You have one at the beginning, not entirely the most lovable thing. And then all of a sudden they get under your skin and you're nuts for them. So you went from not caring all that much to falling in love with your own dog to then devoting a year of your life to this project.
Right.
So tell us about
that. So during my transition period into dog craziness, we had just moved to Santa Barbara, and I had gone with some friends of mine to this thing called the Santa Barbara Big Dog Parade, and we had just gotten the puppy. I hadn't bonded with it yet. They said, oh, come and bring your puppy. Your puppy will love it. It'll be great. And I got to the parade, which is this huge event that pretty much takes over all of Santa Barbara's downtown, and it was just insanity. These people dress their dogs up. They work on floats, costumes. It's like, you know, they're preparing for Mardi Gras or Burning Man or something like that, but it's all focused on the dogs, all their creativity unleashed on the dogs. And they march for a mile down State Street, which is the main drag in Santa Barbara. And they compete for prizes, luxurious getaways, or free dog food, that sort of thing. But they take it really seriously. They're really competitive. And I just looked around at all these people and thought, they are all off their rockers. So what? These are dogs. I clearly still didn't get it. And being a documentary filmmaker, I looked at my friend who I was with and I said, we got to make a film about these people. This is such a weird phenomenon, subculture. It was subculture because I just had never really encountered it. I didn't grow up with dogs. My parents were afraid of dogs too. And so I just didn't even know that this dog world existed.
And this is very different than the American Kennel Club, take your dog to a show, make them look perfect with the grooming and have them prance around. Very different sort of thing.
This is make them look as crazy as you can. Or
Give us some examples.
Yeah, let me give you some. So it's more, you think Halloween. For example, this
dogs
year.
Dogs in drag.
Dogs and Jack. We tracked two teams. One of them, they chose the theme of the girls next door. That's G-R-R-L-S. Meaning Hugh Hefner and his ladies at the Play Dog Mansion. And they created this whole float where they had, you know, these luxurious fabrics, and they even had custom made wigs for the little girlfriend dogs. Hugh Hefner was played by a 15-year-old Shiba Inu. I mean, they just really, and then all the little details.
In a little
they
had smoking jacket, I hope.
Smoking jacket, of course. They had chandeliers with little mini lacy panties hanging from it. I mean, the details were just out of control.
And it's all for one day, and then poof, it's over.
One day. And their big competition was Dog Fight, where this guy actually made biplane wings and strapped them onto the dogs, built an aircraft carrier, the USS Labrador, and trained the dogs to run down this, you know, this runway and take off. And so you had, you know, I think there were eight labs just with wings on running. And oh, and they had doggles, like, you know, fighter pilot doggles. I mean, people go nuts. And they worked on it for, I think, 5 months. 5 months they were working on it. And the money that they pour into it. And really, nobody cares if they win. It's not about winning. It's these bizarre bragging rights.
And it's not about raising money for a charity, which so many events like this.
It is, actually.
Oh, it is.
It
good.
Is.
I feel better.
Well, right. That's the, you know, it's funny in our film, the MC of the event is a radio host. And he keeps saying, as he's emceeing this whole event, you know, just to remind you, just in case you're worried, they've attached a good cause to this thing. You know, if you're going to do something dumb, attach a good cause to it. Everyone will forgive you later. So, yeah, all the money goes to the Big Dog Foundation, which supports both, you know, dog groups as well as children, you know, different children's causes.
Excellent. So, obviously, not all of us can make it to Santa Barbara for the Big Dog Parade, but you've now made it possible for all of us to experience the Big Dog Parade. Tell us about the movie Unleashed.
So, the film, as I mentioned before, we tracked, we actually chose three different competitors, and we started tracking them about 6 months before the parade, which is the first weekend in June every year. And, you know, along the way, we, you know, obviously we were tracking their preparations, but the story is much more than that. We were, you know, really covering these incredible relationships that people have with their dogs, where they treat them like family members. They would do anything for them. The devotion is incredible. Along the way, we have dogs who get really sick, like with cancer. I mean, dogs who pass away. There's one woman whose dog is a paraplegic pug that she's been caring for 6 years, changing diapers, home cooking meal. I mean, everything. And so really the story, it's not about the parade. It's just about the extraordinary relationships that people have with their dogs. And in the process of creating this film, I got it. Because at the same time I was sort of watching and documenting these people and seeing them go through these different things with going through life with their dogs as companions, I was having that same personal transformation, getting to know my own dog and bonding with him. And so by the time I came out of this...
You're a nut like the rest of us.
I'm a total dog nut. I mean, I've gone to the doghouse.
Fabulous. Where can we see the film?
So right now we haven't officially signed any deals with television networks, but soon it will be on networks. It might, you know, be on an Animal Planet or a National Geographic type of network. But you should, if you're interested, you should check out our website, which is unleashed-dogumentary.com.
Dogumentary.
And you can actually purchase a copy of the film there, or just stay tuned for finding out when and where it may be airing in your, you know, in your region.
Well, and if you let me know, I will let Good Dog listeners know. So whenever you have a deal, we will put it out there. But that's how it works with documentary films, right? You make the film, and then once it's made, you start marketing it and figuring out where it can be placed?
It can go both ways. Sometimes a network will commission a specific story. You can bring an idea to them and say, I'd like to do this. But I actually collaborated with two people who were dog lovers way before I, you know, was brought over to that side. And
before you left the dark side.
Yes, exactly. And we all just decided we wanted to tell the story the way we wanted to tell it. We didn't want to have editorial input from a network who might have wanted us to just ramp up some drama here or drama there. We just wanted the story to unfold the way, you know, we wanted it. Was, you know, it was a labor of love. We totally self-financed, and it's just, yeah, labor of dog love, I guess I should say.
So the Big Dog Parade is coming up first weekend in June. And that's would you correct. Recommend that people drive hours to get there? It's that good? Build a weekend around this?
You know, I don't want anyone to be disappointed, but I think it's pretty fabulous. I mean, if you are a dog person, and I mean, it's just hilarious. You're going to be laughing for hours. There's a big festival afterwards. And your dog, if you have a social dog, is going to go nuts. I mean, there's going to be millions of other dogs to just look at and sniff. Yes, sniffing, very important. Yeah, I just, you know, I think it's a really fun way to spend a day. And Santa Barbara is a beautiful place. And if you need an excuse, something to sort of anchor your weekend, and you're a dog person, this is it. And Santa Barbara is a great place to bring your dog because there are some beautiful off-leash dog runs. You can take your dog on the beach off-leash in certain sections. And you can sit outside at the restaurants with your dog tied to the chair if you need to. I mean, it's a really dog-friendly place, so it's a good place to visit with your pet.
Some cities are definitely more dog-friendly than others.
Yes, yes. And I think they said something like 40,000 dogs in Santa Barbara.
It's a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
How many people? 42,000?
I don't know.
Something like that. Lisa Grossman, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
The Santa Barbara Dog Parade and Canine Festival 2008 is coming up on Saturday, June 7th. To register or learn more, go to bigdogs.com/parade. The site for the film Unleashed is at unleashed-documentary.com. This episode of the Good Dog Podcast was brought to you by Yukonuba. Make a good dog great. Please visit our website, gooddogpodcast.com, and click on the Yukonuba ad on the right side of the page. It'll take you to a wealth of information on doggy nutrition and more. As always, I love to hear your feedback, read your reviews on iTunes, and get your suggestions for future topics. And I always respond to emails, so please feel free to write. Email gooddog@smarterpodcasts.com.